Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Oregon Ducks punched their ticket to the Big Ten Championship game. We talked about all 10 tiebreaker scenarios earlier in the week. Now it comes down to the big game this weekend, Ohio State-Indiana. Boy, that takes a different turn when Seth McLaughlin, the starting center for Ohio State, is now out. Now you have two of your starting offensive linemen done for the year for Ohio State, and the two most important, your left tackle and your center.
And again, probably your two best, too, on top of that.
Ohio State's defense, still doing really good, though. Mm-hmm. Still doing okay on the health front, and the fact that they match up strength for strength with Indiana in their offense and the Ohio State defense. But that could be an equalizer to an extent. I still think Ohio State is better in that matchup. But if you are Oregon, who do you want in the Big Ten championship game? Ohio State, Indiana, or Penn State? We went through, I think there's only one scenario where Penn State gets in.
Yeah.
And the other ones are Ohio State and Indiana. 5 for Ohio State, 4 for Indiana, and 1 for Penn State.
I mean, Ohio State played you basically to a standstill.
Yeah.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you want to play them again, even with the injuries on the offensive line.
You would think, though, if Jordan Birch is available for that game, and they don't have their left tackle or their center.
Certainly opens things up.
19 yards rushing in the second half for Ohio State. And look, there was the lack of Chip Kelly sticking to and creativity in the run game in the second half of that game was mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And they still had a chance to win the game. But what does that look like without now two starting offensive
line? Not only that, do you want to play the game where you put Oregon's offensive line up against that pass rush again? Yeah, they had a sterling result, but do you want to test it again?
They did really well. I mean, there's a lot of names you didn't hear called. And you got to have Tez Johnson's going to be really important in all of that. You know, so is it Ohio State? The reason why I would want it to be Indiana is because, one, chaos, love it.
Yeah.
And two, I think the planets do align for it would be like a third meeting with Ohio State in the playoff.
It'd be like Washington all over again.
Yeah, well, they only play them twice. This would be the third time in 1 year.
No, I mean, when they had Washington last year.
I know, but that's twice.
Yes,
this if they play Ohio State in a Big Ten championship game and then see them again in the playoff, that'd be three times you play the same team. And that, I just go,
You throw everything, well, I mean, you throw everything out the window in a third game.
Yeah, but I like seeing new teams, new matchups, and if Indiana is a game to beat Ohio State, yes.
Yeah.
Give me a great game. Look, I think if I'm power ranking, it's Indiana 1, and this doesn't have to do with being able to beat Indiana over Ohio State, because this would entail Indiana beating Ohio State on the road. And beating a team that you won by 1 point at home against, right?
I think the team you want to play, like when you're talking about the team you want to play, is Penn State. Yeah. That's the team you want. Look, yeah. I know you
want that one scenario to play out.
Look, if you're Oregon, that's what you want, because, look, man, I if you're talking about which teams I trust most and which coaches I trust most and which quarterback I trust the most, Drew Aller is so far in the distant third, it's not even funny.
Mm-hmm.
Every single game of any level of competence, he's been a disaster.
Yeah.
He's been not a guy you can go to. And for everybody who wants to point out the Penn State-USC game, go watch the first half of that game. One of the worst performances I've ever seen.
Oh, no, you said a game of consequence and note.
Yeah, no.
Too, so yeah, that doesn't that also doesn't hold
the
up
one,
in this.
The one where they couldn't beat the bad team until overtime because their quarterback play was so bad.
Yeah.
And USC, I don't think, got a sack in that game. if you're looking at Oregon and you're like, you should want the path of least resistance. You should.
Yeah. I like watching good football.
Well, listen,
that's what I want.
I'm talking about like what is best for the program.
Yeah.
You want Penn State. Like,
If you're talking what would be the easiest route, it would be Penn State.
Yeah.
If you're talking compelling matchups, I think it's Indiana, because that would entail Indiana beating Ohio State, and then that would be 1-2.
Mm-hmm. And it's an Indiana team that's beating Ohio State on the road.
On the road, baby.
At the shoe. Like, that's...
Yeah, I'm power ranking this of competitive and good games. Indiana, Ohio State, then Penn State. Mm-hmm. Because, again, I'll go back to, it would be the second time you see Ohio State, and it would be a hell of a game, and it would be a hell of a matchup. But you'd likely see it for a third time in the college football playoff. The Indiana one would be, finally, they got a seat at the big boy table. And do you realize what that stadium would look like in Indianapolis? In the University of Indiana.
Just down the street.
Playing in Indianapolis in the Big Ten championship game.
You might as well just paint the seats red.
Yeah, you just go ahead and do it. You go ahead and do it.
The crowd in there is going to be 90-10.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be 90-10 no matter who you play.
Just because Ohio State is so big and it's so close.
So does Penn State. Penn State travels. Ohio State travels. Indiana is there, quite literally in the state. So, you're going to be in a road game no matter what.
But if it's Indiana, you're really going to be dealing with it.
Yeah. Well, either one. I think either one, that stadium is going to be red.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Ohio State probably travels better than anyway because they have so many people. It's either them or Michigan.
And they could drive.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fun, though, to think about what these matchups would be. And
they got to get one of these. They got to move the headquarters out here to the West Coast.
Now, I think I may have read something. They're definitely not going to do that. But a Big Ten football championship game may be going on the road. In the future. So, like, in future sites, Lucas Oil Stadium through 2028.
Mm.
So there goes that.
Yeah, put it in Vegas. Put it in L.A., SoFi. Put it in one of the mega stadiums.
To where the headquarters are.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if you were, where would be the site?
I think it's
Vegas.
I think it's Vegas or SoFi. I think those are the only two options, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, but with like the Big Ten's luck, USC or UCLA would get their ass together, and then all the Big Ten people would be like, "It's a home game." It's like, well,
it's okay. If UCLA did, they still wouldn't show up.
The first three. Wait a minute. When UCLA is good they show up to things.
Yeah, they still have to tarp off the top row.
Yeah, well, when they're good, they don't. Mm. They just haven't been good for a while. That's the problem.
So there you go.
That's the problem. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.